Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Before we jump in, Chris Kilroy, listening out there on 92.9 The Game, he said the Club World Cup's been entertaining, and he thinks Group E is wide open after tonight, with River winning today, Monterrey and Inter drawing. The matches with River Plate and Inter and River and Rayados are going to be a blast. River and Rayados, there might be multiple red cards in that one. River and Inter, there might be multiple red cards too. Those are going to be a blast. Now we're starting to get into the soccer storylines of the Club World Cup. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for Thursday either with Miami and Porto. But the 3-4-3, it's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make me smile about this game. Start on the local side. Number one, Decatur FC. They are a perfect 6-0-0 in the WPSL Peachtree Division. They won 4-0 on Sunday night in Canton over Georgia Impact. Hugely decisive second half of the first half for Decatur. They took control of the match in that second portion of the first half. Ali Plano came off the bench and just tilted the game completely Decatur's way with a goal and an assist. They host Impact on Friday night in downtown Decatur, Decatur High School. Great environment. Could be a record-setting crowd on Friday night. If Decatur wins, then they clinch the Peachtree Division, and they will move on into the WPSL playoffs. Number two on the local stories, Presley Freeman of BYU and Anna Weir of Virginia Tech, also who plays for Georgia Impact. They were both called in for the first Women's College Talent ID camp organized by U.S. Soccer. Freeman and Weir, both products of soccer in the state of Georgia, both originally from Georgia before going off to play in college elsewhere. This camp, it's part of the U.S. Youth National Team's new scouting strategy. They want to increase programming opportunities for college-specific players with high potential. So this would help out the U.S. U18s, then the U19s, the U20s. I think it also really helps out the NWSL, USL Super League, WPSL Pro, which is starting next year, in terms of scouting players and seeing them against some of the best of the best. All of the field players invited to this camp limited prior programming with the U.S. Soccer Youth National Teams. So it's an opportunity to see some players that really haven't been part of the Youth National Team pools before. It's a collaboration also between the U.S. Women's National Team staff, the Youth National Team staff, and the Talent ID staff. I love this initiative by U.S. Soccer because there are always players that get missed. There are always players who are late developers, and they need to get seen and they need to get noticed. I love this. I hope they do it on the men's side as well, and I hope this helps increase the player pool and increase opportunities for some of these players. Number three on the local side, Derek Williams of Atlanta United. He's going to miss the next 3 to 4 weeks after suffering a partial tear of the peroneal longus tendon in his right foot. I had to look it up too. I think I've partially torn mine a few times. It happens essentially when you roll your ankle. It can happen when you roll your ankle. Other kinds of twists and turns. It's related to an ankle sprain. There's probably athletic trainers here screaming at me right now because that's not accurate. It's the closest thing I can describe it as. He's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. His rehabilitation process is going to determine actually when he gets back. Hopefully it's on the sooner side of that. They're going to need him. Yes, there are rumors right now. Tom Bogert had a rumor about an incoming potential center back who would be available on a free. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Wouldn't surprise me if you go out and you make some moves in the summer window, which has another 5 weeks until you get there. So it's going to be a minute before players can come in, and you're going to have to deal with that time without Derek Williams, who will be injured. Four headlines. Let's get into it. I'm Jason Longshore, by the way. This is the Atlanta Soccer Tonight. This is the 3-4-3. Number one on the headlines, Gennaro Gattuso, the new manager of the Italian national team. One of the feistiest players that I've ever seen in my life. One of the feistiest managers I've ever seen in my life. Go look up some of his interviews at various stops along the way. He just left Hajduk Split from Croatia, and now he's in charge of the Italian national team. He'll make his debut on the bench in the crucial World Cup qualifier against Estonia in September. Then they will play Israel. They're going to have a one in November against Norway that will essentially be must win to try to get an automatic qualification spot. Otherwise, they're going through the playoffs next March. And Italy is on the precipice of missing their third straight World Cup. Be crazy. If Gattuso gets them there, that's going to be an amazing story. I just want Gattuso, Cam, because there's no telling what he says or does on the touchline. Number two, let's stay in Italy. Crazy story here in the relegation playout match. So you don't just get automatically relegated in certain spots in Italy. You have to have a playout. It's not a playoff. It's a playout. So in Serie B, the second division, it is a relegation playout between Salernitana and Sampdoria. Sampdoria was supposed to be relegated automatically, but then another team, Brescia, had so many financial irregularities that they're going to go broke and go out of business and drop down divisions anyway. They broke rules with their financial irregularities, so they got automatically relegated. So Sampdoria got to go into the play-out game against Salernitana. Well, Sampdoria won the first leg 2-0 in Genoa. That was played last Sunday. Second match was supposed to be played on Friday. However, Salernitana, within hours of the match, huge outbreak of food poisoning. 21 people across players and staff had to go to the hospital. So they appealed for the second leg to be pushed back. It will be pushed back to Sunday. They get a couple extra days to recover. And there's been some reports that it had to do with bad rice. And that's what ended up making them sick. Holy, no good. Number three. Headlines. Fresh off the USL Super League Championship, Tampa Bay Sun, they won the championship recently. They announced, along with Tampa business leader Daryl Shaw and the United Soccer League, that they are going to build a stadium, 15,000 seats. It'll be located on the waterfront at Ybor Harbor in Tampa. It's going to be there's going to be a boutique hotel. It's going to be a huge development, 33 acres, mixed use, residential, retail, restaurant, hotel, office towers. The USL headquarters will move into this. USL Super League, their championship was just held. Tampa Bay won it. 1-0 win against Florida rivals Fort Lauderdale United. Sold out crowd at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Tampa. This would be a big move up into a bigger venue if they can get this done. Really exciting for USL. Really exciting for Tampa Bay Sun and the women's game to see this kind of a stadium being built for a team that's only one season old. Very exciting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Number four on the headlines. Maybe one reason why you're talking about building the stadium. Nielsen Sports just did a survey and said that women's soccer is set to become one of the world's top five sports by 2030. The global fan base is projected to grow by 38% to reach more than 800 million people. Major women's tournaments and more exposure to them has driven a lot of the interest. For example, in Switzerland, the women's football fan base grew 22% in 2024 last year ahead of the Euros that they are hosting. In the UK, women's fan interest grew by 15% in the 2 years after England won the Euros in 2022. In the US, in WSL, viewership has increased 18% year on year. More games televised, more games in better spots to be televised, more consistency in the television. Really cool to see. The participation side of it is surging too. In China, 300% growth in girls playing soccer. In France, 150%. In France, one of the biggest soccer countries in the world, on the women's side, wasn't that. Now it's getting there. 150% growth. Spain, 95% growth. The defending World Cup champions. The Dutch, 25%. UK, 24%. Huge increases in the last 5 years. According to Nielsen Sports, women's soccer will be one of the world's top five sports by 2030. It's a huge statement. That's a really exciting thing. And I think we're seeing that play out in this country. We're seeing it with things like Tampa Bay Sun building a stadium. We're seeing it with things like Georgia Impact turning pro and having a professional team next year as another professional option, a third professional women's soccer league in this country. We're seeing the growth coming. It's exciting to see, and it sounds like worldwide, the women's game is going to be poised to be one of the top five along with the men's game. Fascinating. And when we talk about, you know, attendance, and we talk about TV ratings, and we talk about reactions to the Club World Cup and all that, I think what you have to keep in mind is here in the U.S., we get really hung up on attendance a lot. And, oh, yeah, that's a real problem. It's a real problem in soccer because that's how people have always judged it. Then they've kind of shifted to the TV ratings at times too. The game's growing at a rate across the men's game and the women's game that we've never seen before in this country. It's not going anywhere. It needs to be the same conversation that we have, for example, in Atlanta about the Falcons. When attendance is bad for a Sunday 1 o'clock kickoff against a bad team and stadium isn't full, does anybody think the Falcons are going anywhere? No. Does anybody think that there's a problem with the NFL? No. It's because it's not a great game and maybe the Falcons haven't been playing great. It happens. That's sports. Not always gloom and doom. Everything is really starting to grow in a really good way. And I think the women's game, in terms of soccer's overall growth, especially in this country, the women's game is going to be a massive, massive part of it. All right, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Number one, our old friend Luis Araujo. our Brazilian winger previously for Atlanta United, who came here from France, went back to Brazil. He was outstanding last night for Flamengo. His assist on the opener, such an underrated little play. It was across to the back post. He brought it down off the volley, cushioned it to Jorginho Arrascaeta, who had a great finish. Okay, really good play for Araújo. Very cool to see. I was very happy for him. Then, the goal he scored. 1-2 with Jorginho, who has joined Flamengo from Arsenal. And it's the kind of goal that I don't think we saw enough of during his time in Atlanta, and we knew he was always capable of. Player who I felt like always worked so hard for the team and just could not finish, could not make that final play in front of goal. Well, he did last night for Flamengo in a big win against Esperance from Tunisia. A huge night for Luis Araújo. Really cool to see. Definitely brought a smile to my face. Number two, I mentioned it earlier, the LAFC fans. We did a pregame show over at Wild Leap and Centennial Yards. Really cool vibe over there, as they did an awesome tailgate experience at Centennial Yards on the steel bridge that links to Castleberry Hill. Wild Leap was hopping. The LAFC fans, I don't know how organized it was, but they took over Wild Leap. All the chants, all the songs, they marched down the bridge. They made noise for the entire 90 minutes in full support of their team, even when the game was getting away from them a little bit at the end and it was 2-0 Chelsea. The coolest moment of the game, and the one that will always stick to me when I think about this match and Club World Cup, is Igor Jesus, the holding midfielder for LAFC, who had a really good first half, by the way. He made a big play blocking across right in front of the LAFC fans in the first half. And he turned and he was pumping his fists at him and like asking him to keep making noise. It was such a cool moment of connection between the player and the fans, and the player appreciating and feeling what the fans were bringing. Loved to see the LAFC fans made it. I think about 200 in the organized group that was there. I'm sure some others made their way there as well, but about 200 or so made it. There were more that were going to come, and flight delays and things affected it. They made noise like they were 2,000. So impressed with the LAFC fans who were at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday. And number three, I kind of mentioned it at the start of the segment, the matchups that we're seeing in this tournament. I can't wait to see River and Monterrey. Sergio Ramos, who scored the night, by the way. Sergio Ramos against an Argentine team? There might be blood. That's going to be crazy. River against Inter with maybe a tournament spot advancing on the line. Whew. That's going to be huge. LAFC, I want to see what they can do the rest of the way. I think they had the most difficult opponent in the first game. Flamengo's going to be difficult for them, but I think Denis Bouanga can exploit them. And Esperance is a very winnable game for LAFC. The PSG Atleti game, I mean, PSG was brilliant. I can't wait to see more of these matchups, especially as the games take on more and more importance as we go. It's Miami and Porto on Thursday. It's Manchester City and Al Ain on Sunday night. We'll be talking about all of them all over Off the Woodwork. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you've got us as your favorite on the Odyssey app. And I'll be back next Tuesday from Columbus, Ohio, where we talk about Atlanta United going in to face the Columbus Crew. That's on Wednesday night, but we'll have Atlanta Soccer Tonight next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody. Adios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.